The Minister of State in charge of private partnership, Rashid Pepu, says government is sensitive to the state of the economy in these trying times, hence it is putting in place long and short-term measures to salvage the situation. He said government needs to raise revenue domestically to help businesses. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Pepu noted that borrowing outside the country to raise funds is not the best. He therefore called on the public to bear with government, as it will do nothing to kill domestic businesses.
Yes, I was talking about the long-term approach. In the long term, it's important that we widen the tax net. We define the parameters for businesses to be roped into paying taxes. We change the orientations of our people to understand that taxes make a nation. And we also ensure that we get those who are dodging tax to pay the right kind of taxes, including foreign expatriate businesses which are here and local businesses. This long-term approach will eventually support our tax base and increase revenue for government. In the short term, how do we balance a budget? Most of the taxes we are announcing now are just for a limited period of time. Then we drop them. This is a short-term measure in order to solve an economic need. So I think that when these kind of short-term measures come, businesses and individuals must understand. And I have to make one point here. When we travel out of the country, we see good things. We see a developed nation. We see good roads. We see good buildings. And we admire them. And we go out there again to ask for money. And then citizens give us their money through their governments. It is not because the governments just print the money. It is because they tax their citizens and are able to give part of it to others as in the form of loans and grants. We are called upon to generate our own money. Domestic resource mobilization is the answer to the many challenges we are facing in mobilizing funding for development. And I think that that's the way to go. We cannot be reduced to begging all the time. We must look inside out and begin to understand that that's the only way to make money and to be able to develop our nations. I'm not a fan of borrowing, and I will go in for taxation, and I'll go in for internal supporting businesses, strengthening them, giving them the capacity to require capital and technology so they can widen up, increase jobs, and employ more people to improve our livelihood in the end.
For his part, the minority leader in Parliament, Osechi Mensabunsu, said introducing new taxes to generate revenue is a way of collapsing local businesses. He urged government to rather block loopholes and remove wastage in the system.
Since October last year, they have not released money to them. So they have combed the entire terrain and taking money that should be going to these people to pay salaries. The point I'm making about taxes is that we need taxes. But at the same time, we also must admit that there's been some bad practices as far as the application of public funds is concerned. Let's look at those places. Plug those loopholes. The judgment debts that we are paying, waste that is in the system. Let's look at those areas to plug them. Otherwise, no matter how much we raise the level of tax, we will not be able to sustain the system. The waste will still be there. The corruption will still be there. That's why we are saying that let's look at these things first. Plug those loopholes. Otherwise, it will be like fetching water into a drum that has perforations beneath. I will not achieve anything.
Minority leader Osechi Mensabunsu.